This is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares, the Harry Chapin Regional Food Bank, and welcome back to another episode of our Breaking Bread podcast. If you like what you hear, you know you can find us on Spotify, Apple, Anchor, and wherever you get your podcasts. Today, my guest is Tia Muller, a homesteader from Long Island. The very first homesteader I ever interviewed or even met. And one of the most important reasons why Tia is here is because not only is she a homesteader and an expert gardener, she donates everything extra in her garden to feed the hungry on Long Island. That is an amazing feat for anyone. Quiet down, folks. Thank you. Tia, welcome to Breaking Bread. It is so good to meet you.
Oh, I am thrilled to be here, Paul. Thank you. This is really exciting.
Great. And I also have to, for complete transparency, for those of you listening, we're also joined in the studio today by Pete Crescenti, our PR specialist, our expert who keeps us in the newspapers and on radio and on television. It's good to have Pete here, too, because it's Pete who brought you to my attention. So the first thing I really have to ask you, how did you become a homesteader? I know it had something to do with COVID and being home, and I know that you lived in Manhattan.
Yes.
Tell me how this happened.
Well, I was definitely a city girl and living in Manhattan. And when the pandemic hit and it was shut down, really, I was in my apartment and wanting to plant some seeds and some plants. And I just had a fire escape and beautiful windows. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really enough. So I was volunteering at a soup kitchen locally. And the need there is just tremendous. We had 200 to 300 people a day coming in the West Village, and interacting one-on-one with those clients and our community. It just made me feel like I had the time, I could do more.
Yeah.
So my husband said, let's go to Long Island. And for a short period of time, we actually lived in a tiny house on the property, a very small space. And we made it happen. We're outdoorsy people. So, and he had a house that was being rented.
Oh, okay.
1850 farmhouse. It's one of the oldest houses in Fort Salonga. And I said, wow, someday it'd be pretty nice to live in that house. it wasn't easy telling the family who had resided there that, you know, that was our plan ultimately. So I started composting that year. Mm-hmm. I started taking classes with Cornell Cooperative. I'm allowed to say their name.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Cornell Cooperative Extension. Great resource.
Great resource. And then I said, so we moved into the house, and that was going to be a bit of a restoration. I won't say the word renovation because we don't want to change it. We want to bring it back to 1850. And the land that surrounds it is an organic piece of land. We also have a pond, a freshwater pond. So a lot of the property is protected by the DEC. So we can plant native plants. We can't really take out any trees or do anything to harm nature. So we're very fortunate to have a lot of wildlife on this property. And then there's the Long Island Sound.
Sure.
So right now my garden is... I named it Garden by the Sea because it really looks over both the freshwater pond and the Long Island Sound, so you can see all the way to Connecticut.
Wow. So you own the property.
Yes.
You own this 1850 farmhouse. Mm-hmm. You then have a tiny house on the property as well. How large is the property?
It's 6 acres.
That's huge.
It is. However... even though we have to pay taxes on the 6 acres, we're not allowed to utilize all of that land. Like I said, it is environmentally sensitive. So we're really careful about what we do. Mm-hmm. I know the perimeters. I know where to go. We do have space for a bee yard, which hopefully will come next year. I'm currently an apprentice with a beekeeper.
In beekeeping.
And she's amazing. She is like, wow, my first day I had a suit on and a veil. She just started handing me hives. Look for the queen.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea what I was doing. I just listened and that's how it began. I take classes now.
That's wonderful. So tell me what you're growing on your property and then in turn, donating it to Long Island Cares so that we can help feed people who are struggling with food insecurity. So walk me through the crops.
Yeah. So I just want to say that we don't have a really large garden, mm-hmm. but I do have a really large voice. And my goal or my mission could be to inspire other gardeners in the area. There's a lot of people in the Northport area, right. in Port Salonga specifically, mm-hmm. who have gardens, and I'm connecting with them through raising chickens, through going to bee class. And, hey, you have extra zucchini, or you have tomatoes, or I've got a lot of cabbage that I just mm-hmm. couldn't possibly eat myself.
So with your group of gardeners, you're also exchanging produce?
And we could, grow? But my whole mission here would be to tell people about Long Island Cares because I'm going there once a week. Right. It's not a huge commitment. If I have 10 people visit me during the week, wouldn't it be nice if they all brought something?
Sure.
You know, stock up your car, whether it's produce that's fresh and organic, mm-hmm. that would be my first love. But if not, if you have an extra jar of tomato sauce mm-hmm. and it's good and you have some soups or pastas, everyone can kind of go into their pantry or add a little something to their grocery list.
Sure, they can find something.
And when they do stop by, we want to utilize our space, our home, our property to be a little satellite. And plus, my husband's a musician, so
wonderful.
He's great. And he has a group of local Long Island guys that mm-hmm. get together once a week and play music. So it's fun.
At the 1850 farmhouse.
Yeah, in the Terrific. Barn.
In
so
the barn.
We have a barn. We play music there. And I would like to see more food appear. And
that's wonderful.
So that I could drive it to Huntington Station.
Sure.
And I love seeing when that food pantry is mm-hmm. full. It brings me great joy.
In addition to the what you're growing in the ground, you mentioned that you also have chickens.
I do.
And they are actively laying eggs, of
they
which
do.
You're donating as well.
They
what
do.
What other barn animals do you have on the property?
None.
Just
none.
The chickens
and a
right
cat.
Now.
Yeah.
And a cat, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't see, I do have neighbors who have goats.
Oh, exciting.
I had some wild turkeys come visit mm-hmm. the other day. There's a lot of large birds.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about this year that was different than any other year that we've been there is that the bald eagles are really making a strong
really?
Comeback. So once
them.
In a while, we're seeing very close up teaching the young eagles how to dive in and grab their mm-hmm. fish. And it's really interesting to watch. So there's osprey.
This
there's
is fascinating.
Heron.
And this
we
is going on
we
Long
wanna,
Island right now.
We do want to do our best in keeping it pure for the pond, for the mm-hmm. health of the pond, so people can continue to fish. There is largemouth bass there. So I'm sort of also an environmentalist
I can see
who talks
that.
A lot about how important it is to have native plants,
mm-hmm.
have your pollinators. You can eat off my lawn. You can come
sounds
over.
That
and,
way.
Yeah, there's wild strawberries, you know. So that makes me excited. And I say to Charlie, how do I get through to change the perception on Long Island with my neighbors about what a beautiful lawn looks like
mm-hmm.
because so many people think weeds are right. so terrible. They come in, they're spraying with pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I see the flags come up. And mm-hmm. if you have a pet, you really don't want
no,
those
you can't
chemicals
do that.
There.
Right.
And what happens is there's a hill and the runoff will go right directly into the pond and create very dangerous
yeah.
blue-green algae. You wouldn't want to fish there. You would never want to swim in that water.
No, not at all.
So our our long-term project would be to add rain gardens mm-hmm. that filters that water. So anytime someone's, let's say, washing their car and they've got some detergent, mm-hmm. those plants will do their best with filtering the water. So it'll be a nicer environment for the pond and for anyone with an organic garden.
You definitely are an environmentalist. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Not just a homesteader. But I want to keep things organic. But working at, volunteering my time at Long Island Cares has opened my eyes so much to the need of good nutrition mm-hmm. and information about, you know, how do we get fresh produce yeah. to these people who really need it the most, to young children to say, hey, what are you eating? This is sure. an apple. I love seeing their faces light up when I can hand a child a fresh apple or some zucchini.
Well, certainly procuring and distributing fresh produce is an important part of what Long Island Cares does. Our state contract with the Department of Health in New York State requires us to distribute 1/3 of all the food that we distribute has to be fresh produce. So let me get this right. You are no longer, wait, are you still living in Manhattan?
No.
Okay, so.
I'm full-time.
You're full-time in Fort Salonga. And, you know, one of the ways people inspire others is to be able to tell their story and have a platform. And when Pete shared the article that was in, I guess, the Huntington Patch, I had no idea this was going on. And I read the article more than once, and I said, wow, I really have to make it my business to meet Tia and Charlie, not only to thank you, but to really get a sense, to give you a sense of how important what you're doing is for people on Long Island who are struggling with food insecurity. You know, you see it firsthand when mm-hmm. you visit our Huntington satellite, and that's one of our busier satellites. When you were living in Manhattan and considering coming out to Long Island full-time, did you have any inclination about the issue of food insecurity in suburbia? And how did you discover Long Island Cares in Huntington Station?
I worked in the city for New York, you know, New York City Cares. It was like a thing I just signed up online and they would place me. I enjoyed the work. Mm-hmm. Coming out to Long Island, I thought, wow, this is a very affluent neighborhood, especially when you say Huntington.
Sure.
I was not aware of the need. Mm-hmm. I had no idea it was as big of a problem as it is. And so I first came to work in this warehouse, and it was actually Dr. Rosati, Rosati, who mm-hmm. said to me, she noticed my curiosity and my energy. And I said, I love being here. This is great work. She says, you need to meet a woman named Dolly.
Dolly, yeah.
Now, Dolly, I try to describe her as like, take Mother Teresa and Muhammad Ali, right? The essence.
That's pretty accurate.
And she doesn't stop. And I love the way the word no is not in her vocabulary.
Absolutely.
The other day, we moved a huge... what did we move? A copy. She can move a refrigerator. She just, hey, help me. We need to get this done.
She asks for nothing except give me a hand. She does it all by herself.
Yeah. And so she got me involved in your little corporate raised bed garden here. So I came out and she says, oh, I'm so glad you're here because you actually understand gardening. We're going to get compost. We're going to create these raised beds. We had a volunteer group come from a local bank.
Mm-hmm.
These girls with very manicured nails and fresh face and
go.
Hair. Do you know how to use a drill? No, I don't. No, now you do. Here. And they just did it. And everyone felt great after. And now there's a beautiful garden.
Yeah.
So Dolly doesn't stop. She said, see what we could do in one day. Look at all the food that's coming out of that garden.
Absolutely.
She's like, I'm going to ask for more land. I'm going to keep going.
And she really has been so involved in this that she's taking a master gardener class now.
I love it.
And ready to teach other people. We are certainly prepared to expand the corporate garden that we have at our Center for Community Engagement in Hopog. The nice part about it is that the businesses here in the industrial park, or the innovation park, are finding out about it, mm-hmm. and they want to get involved, you know, whether it's planting or harvesting or helping distribute. People do want to get involved.
They do.
And, you know, when people think of Huntington, many people, the first thing that comes to mind is Harry Chapin, because he was so synonymous with the town of Huntington and was so visible and made himself accessible to people. I mean, everything that you've been able to provide with us at Long Island Cares means so much to the people here on the island that are in need. And, you know, right now we're looking at about 230,000 people, you know, 78,000 children. Produce is very expensive.
You know,
people go to the supermarket, the price has gone up more than 14%. People are having trouble feeding themselves, feeding their children, feeding their dog or cat if they have one. And so you step in, not knowing who we are, but, you know, get involved, introduce yourself. And as our staff usually does when good people come to see us, we don't let you go.
Don't let me go.
Really, you know, this was Harry's vision, getting the community involved in what he believed was something that we could end. Unfortunately, his lifespan was only 38 years. He never saw Long Island Cares flourish or blossom into what it is today. I think he would be extremely gratified to know that there are people like you and Charlie, and certainly knowing that Charlie is a musician, because Harry honestly believed that the way to succeed at this, music had to be a part of it.
Yes.
Because that's what he was all about. So I can't tell you how wonderful it is, you know, to have you here and to, you know, learn about how you found us and everything you're doing is so important to the people we serve. It really is amazing. Okay, thanks. That is not about you, Tia. That will never be about you. What that is it's our signal to let us know that our time is up.
Oh, great.
But I really want to take this opportunity to thank you and Charlie for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
I look forward to many opportunities to be with you in the garden, and I know how greatly appreciated it is by the people we serve. So,
I'm happy
here's to you.
Be here and spread the word. Thanks,
excellent.
Paul.
Thank you so much. Well, if you like what you're hearing, subscribe to the Long Island Cares Breaking Bread podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Until the next time, this is Paul Pachter, President and CEO of Long Island Cares. Together we break bread and together we take care of each other. We'll hear you next time.